Well, good morning, everybody. This is Christopher Carter. Today is May 13th, 2024. And I would like to share something with you this morning, just some thoughts that I've had recently. And I pretty much like to monitor social media, not all the big platforms, but I'm primarily on Twitter, X. And I've read many social media posts, actually, and viewed, I guess, hundreds of videos online over the last several years. And it's no secret, Americans are frustrated, even frightened, over a never-ending list of national crises. And this continues while much of our elected and paid leadership appears so inept that they're either unable or unwilling to take any meaningful action that leads to correcting this. The term that I hear often is wake up. Now, while I do believe it's an accurate term, I believe the core issue is not our polity. Politics alone is not going to get us out of this mess. It's politics that got us here in the first place. Am I right? A lot of people believe government alone is the sole definition or root concept of a nation's behavior or relationship and subsistence. This idea constitutes the secular state. However, it's actually individual choice that truly powers any concept or credo, even and especially politics. Human behavior is self-determined and thereby self-initiated. One voluntarily subscribes to any belief system, even when that belief is spawned in deception and malfeasance. There is a favorite maxim to which I often refer. Somewhat paraphrased here, and I think the attribution belongs to Albert Einstein. And I quote, "The same level of thinking that creates a problem is insufficient to solve it." End quote. Well, it certainly is true. And so, what does wake up really mean? We cannot define where we are going until we identify where we are, and perhaps who we are. You and I do this each time we get into our cars, and it's so routine, it's almost subconscious. Sometimes I think it actually is. America's core problem is not intellectual, but spiritual, and the morality that does or does not follow. As a nation, and if at all, we tend to treat spiritual things as a sidebar, optionally accessing it on an as-needed basis. It is not truly first in our lives, at least not like it once was a generation or two ago. This megatrend seems to have grown steadily in my adult lifetime as I have, like many of you, stood by and watched our national landscape transform into something more hideous. A change, I might add, that we all know suddenly accelerated beginning in 2020. I've spent the last several months summarizing how to wake up and just recently published a book and containing some of what I believe are the core issues and what we must do to begin the long, arduous journey back to national sanity. Real change is often controversial, and this is no exception. Within its pages, there are equal opportunities personally challenging for any reader. But then again, waking up from a long Van Winkle slumber is difficult, taking patience and time. The world will scoff, and much of the established church will likely join them, and that's really not unexpected. America has abandoned her first love. And by and large, the church is MIA, on a spiritual battlefield lined with a mounting heap of casualties. Now, listen to me carefully, because I cannot stress this enough. As a nation, we are not untouchable. I do believe we are being weighed in the balance. For years now, a growing landslide of sinners have stood defiantly on the national stage, shaking their fists in the face of what has now become an angry God. Pacifying the abrupt polity shift many of us felt in 2020 is denial. Don't go there. We are under attack, and our enemy is not of this world. Therefore, none of the weapons of this world have any effect on him. And unfortunately, most of the church knows so little about true spiritual warfare, our real enemy seems to have the complete, run of the room, so to speak. So yes, it's true, and many of us know it. America needs to wake up. But I would submit that simply waking up politically is far too tepid of an idea and would merely be the equivalent of putting a Band-Aid over a severed limb. We need to identify and face the root cause of what ultimately ails us. To do that requires a true national awakening. Ronald Reagan was correct. America is a shining city on a hill, and she can be again. Leadership has its price, and you and I have been called. None of us can deny the abrupt shift in 2020 around our nation's political, economic, and moral well-being. We all felt it. And the fallout continues as well, rolling through some of our great cities and ultimately impacting most every aspect of our lives. But did you know we were warned of this ahead of time? And in His mercy, as always, the God of heaven not only told us what He was about to do, but He told us why. This book is titled The Gideonian Judgment of 2020. You can find it by visiting www.christopherlynncarter.com and follow the link to the bookshelf. Avail yourself of this opportunity to help get this word out. Visit the website and share this podcast link. It's the first step you can take to actually wake up. I'm Christopher Lynn Carter.